Thank you, Mr. President. Throughout the past 18 months, the world has battled a deadly plague. The COVID-19 pandemic has killed indiscriminately, knowing no borders, no politics, and no religion. We watched in horror as our fellow citizens, friends, and family fell ill. Some of them tragically passed away. Others survived, but are still dealing with the effects of their illness. To me, the COVID-19 pandemic has reminded me that regardless of our differences, we are all human. A virus cannot think. It does not care whether you are a Christian, Jewish, Muslim, Hindu, Buddhist, or secular. It cannot tell if you live on the American continent or if you live in Africa, Asia, Europe, or Australia. It does not matter if you are conservative or progressive, nor does it matter if you are a man or woman. The virus has haunted us all equally. And yet, through all this tragedy, the best of humanity still came through. We came together to mourn those lives lost, and we did our part to help protect our friends, family, and loved ones. Perhaps what I am most proud of is my home nation of the United States and its development of multiple safe and effective vaccines that are currently protecting millions of people across the globe from severe coronavirus disease and bringing us closer to ending this dark chapter in world history once and for all. Our struggles to contain the COVID-19 virus have not been easy. We have all been affected by this pandemic in one way or another, but let us use the lessons learned through these difficult times to focus our shared humanity and recommit ourselves to building a better world for the future of our species. As I look around this room, I see people of all genders, faiths, nationalities, and political views. Yet through all that, everyone in this room has the same human DNA. Everyone in this room bleeds red, and everyone in this room cares deeply about the survival of our species. Remember that we have more in common and we have far greater than what or than which divides us. And we will come back from this pandemic a stronger, freer, and more equitable global community. Thank you.